From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Ivory Coast death toll now up to 21. Officials in Ivory Coast say a total of 21 people were killed in Sunday's attack by jihadist militants on a popular beach resort. The country's interior minister said Monday that the deaths included 15 civilians, 3 soldiers, and 3 gunmen. 33 people were wounded. Earlier reports put the number of gunmen at 6. A spokesman for the interior ministry tells VOA's French to Africa service that officials have no information that other assailants are in hiding. Turkey's military said its warplanes carried out 18 airstrikes today, targeting Kurdish militants in northern Iraq, after Sunday's bombing attack on Ankara killed at least 37. Dorian Jones has more from Istanbul for VOA.
Sunday's bombing occurred in the early evening local time in the heart of Ankara. The car bomb hit a major transport hub close to a park and near government buildings. Emergency services were quickly on the scene to help the dozens of wounded. The area was reportedly very crowded, with a number swelled by teenagers who had taken part in a national university entrance exam. Turkey's interior minister, Efkan Ala, gave reporters details of the attack.
Otobüs durağında bekleyen sivil vatandaşlarımıza.
He says the bomber detonated his explosives between buses to cause a maximum number of deaths. He says they are investigating who is behind this terrorist attack and might be able to give details Monday. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
Ankara has been battling a Kurdish insurgency as well as the Islamic State, which was blamed for last October's suicide bombing at a peace rally in Ankara that killed more than 100 people. For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. VOA's Sharon Bain traveled to Makmur, to the last Peshmerga base in the front line against Islamic State. Makmur is expected to be one of the staging points for the different military forces being gathered in the battle for Mosul. VOA spoke at length with the Peshmerga commander of the sector, Major General Sirwan Barzani, about the fight against ISIS. General Barzani says they have to hold the land. He estimates that they need at least 25,000 Iraqi army for this operation and almost 10,000 Peshmerga in order to deal with this band of terrorists who recruit fighters who might only be old enough to be in your child's primary school.
There is a training center, almost more than 2 or 3 big training centers in Mosul. They're starting the training with 8 years old to 18 years old, the teenagers, the kids, how to kill the people, how to do the suicide.
ISIS is ruthless, General Barzani says, with thousands of bombs uncovered in his sector alone.
You know, only in my sector, till now, we found more than 5,816 AODs and bombs and TNT. Just in my sector, till now. And they do many, many types, but most of them, they are handmade.
Now, the general says the Iraqi forces are ready. He says the 15th Brigade finished their training in Baghdad before coming back to Makmur. He says in around 2 weeks, the rest of the Iraqi troops will show up. UN envoy for Syria, Stefan de Mistura, began a new round of peace talks on Monday in Geneva, warning that the only alternative to the negotiations is returning to even worse war than what they've had so far. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva for VOA.
Syria's warring parties refused to talk face-to-face. So UN Special Envoy Stefan de Mistura will be shuttling between delegations in so-called proximity talks. He says this will not hamper his efforts to discuss substantive issues with the government and opposition delegations. Previous negotiations have broken down over the fate of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. De Mistura will not comment on this, but does acknowledge problems are likely to arise.
If during these talks, and in the next rounds, we will see no notice of any willingness to negotiate, which we hope is not going to be the case, we'll bring the issue back to those who have influence.
Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
And in the meantime, Syrian Foreign Minister Walid Mualim has warned that Syrian President Bashar al-Assad's future is not up for negotiation, while the opposition and many outside of Syria, including the U.S., have said that President Assad must step down in order to achieve the peace. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.